Hello and welcome to XR Connections, a podcast about XR, extended reality, AR, augmented reality, VR, virtual reality, and MR, mixed reality. I am your host, Liam O'Malley, and in today's episode, we have an interview with Terry Proto. Terry is involved with two XR ventures. He's the co-founder and CEO of Uber Real Agency and Virtual Reality Marketing. Both of these ventures are aimed at connecting brands and enterprises with XR creators. In the interview, Terry goes a little bit into his background and entrepreneurship and game development and how that led him to where he is now. But I want to read you something from the about page of the Uber Real Agency because I think it really gives a great insight into what is motivating Terry in these two ventures. He writes a little bit about his background in game development, entrepreneurship, and how he's taking a step back. And then he writes, "I took a step back and started connecting and sharing with other entrepreneurs and CEOs in the industry. And eventually, I had a light bulb moment. After a while, I noticed a recurring theme. Everyone loved what they did, but they all had trouble getting clients consistently. Most of them had amazing technology or content, but were falling short in their client acquisition efforts. Many were frustrated or stressed out. I realized that my problem was a widespread problem." So Terry recognizes this problem, and as you'll hear in the interview, he and his partners have come up with a solution: Uber Real and virtual reality marketing. Following our interview with Terry Proto.
Hello, welcome everyone. We are here with Terry Proto. Terry is the co-founder and CEO of two XR-related ventures, Uber Real and virtual reality marketing. And what Terry is doing with his partners is connecting savvy brands with XR creators. So VR, AR, XR creators. We met through LinkedIn. Terry reached out to me. We had a brief conversation. When I learned about what he was doing, making these connections in the XR space, I knew I had to have him on the XR Connections podcast. So welcome, Terry. Terry is speaking to me via Skype from Paris, France. Welcome and good morning, Terry.
Well, hi, Liam. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Terry, we always start off these interviews with a question about how you got interested in XR. Tell us a little bit about your background, and was there one defining experience that got you really into VR or AR, XR?
Well, you know, for me, I think it's kind of natural. For me, it's like the next step in what I've been doing pretty much my whole life. My background is in games and digital marketing, and I started 3D computer graphics way back in the 90s in 3D Studio One. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I'm going to sound weird when I'm saying that. And then I ran my own video games creation studio, and then I ran a company doing digital imaging, computer graphics for brands and agencies. So pretty much for the past 20 years, I've been doing 3D and CG and interactive. So, and of course, finally XR, because it's really the next step in all of this.
Yes, it is a natural progression there, since you've been involved with 3D for so long, and now we're entering into this new age of spatial computing. Do you remember a VR experience that really opened your eyes coming out of your gaming experience?
You know what? Let's have fun. I remember like the first VR experiences from the 90s, like the virtuality. Mm-hmm. It was So it was not like right now, not powerful 3D hardware and shaders and real-time ray tracing. It was more like not even N64, like square polygons, very slow, but still at the time, like in the mid-90s, it was super extraordinary when it was this thing like, oh my God, you're going to get into those virtual worlds. And you had a bunch of movies about it and everything. But it was, you know, so far of the hardware that what the hardware could do at the time. And then, you know, it kind of died down and I moved on to other things. And one of the things which really excited me is like back in 2015, 16, when all of a sudden you go back on the topic and all those things which were completely out there in the 90s, now you can do them and it's working and it's there and it's amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it? That those visions that people had back in the early 90s, because yes, I'm of the same generation as you, I think. it is amazing that we can see all those things that we read about and then we dreamed about and we saw in Hollywood now coming to the arcades and people's homes. It really is an exciting time. So now you're involved heavily in the XR world. Tell us a little bit about Uber Real and virtual reality marketing, how those started, how they intersect, what you're doing to bring brands and XR creators together.
Yeah, sure. So I think the connection with what I've been doing is back then when I was running my own agency, we were working on those unique, one-of-a-kind projects, and that was amazing on paper, but we were going through those feast and famine cycles because we were always looking for the next client.
Yes.
And then we realized that it was also a common problem in the XR world because same thing, like a lot of companies in XR work on those unique, amazing, one-off, but the consequence of that is that it's really challenging for recurring business.
Yes.
And so what we do is we are really trying to connect people, XR creators and brands, and our goal is really to inspire people with VR, educate on the many users of VR, and all of this to facilitate XR business really worldwide. We've got clients and we're working with companies everywhere. And we do this really two ways. On one end, virtual reality marketing is the largest directory and showcase of immersive studios. We've got 2,500 member companies worldwide. And we're also focused on building the largest library of XR case studies. And here it's really all about helping brands and enterprise clients with their, you know, their main problems are, where do I start? You know, it's super overwhelming. You don't know where to start. Or who can I trust? Like if I have this really complex, ambitious project, who is going to be out of all those companies, the companies who actually has the track record, actually has the expertise, and that I'm going to be able to trust with a fairly large budget. And on the other hand, UberReal is more focused on helping the content creators. And here it's trying to solve one typical problem, which is, you know, I'm doing those amazing things with XR and I love what I do and I'm creative or technical, but not necessarily the best business or marketing or salesperson. And how do I connect with more clients? And there we're really a business consultancy for XR companies. And we are really helping those guys find and connect with, you know, those hard-to-reach clients.
Tell us a little bit more about virtual reality marketing as a tool, because I thought, Terry, and I was amazed. Like you said, there's at least 2,500 virtual reality, augmented reality, XR companies in there. It's a searchable database. You search by city, and you get results of 10, 15 or more companies. Tell us a little bit more about that. How does a company get on that list and how are people using it?
Yeah, sure. So the origin of this is actually funny. The site started as a pet project from my partner, Ricard, back in 2015, 16. And at the time, it was just a list, you know, a simple list of, I think, something like 50 companies, 50. Mm-hmm. And it grew super fast, exponentially. And so went from 50 to like 300 the next year, and then 800, and then 1500, and then 2500. And we estimate like towards the end of this year, we should be, you know, easily at 4,000 or more. And when you've got so many people, then of course you need to be able to search them. And we've got, you know, like you said, filters to find out about, you know, people working in the States or in Europe and working in this vertical or in training or in automotive. And then the next thing is like when you've got a list of 2,500 people, that's great. But that's also challenging because you're confronted with a wall of people and everyone is making claims. So if you're new to VR, again, you don't know where to start. So right now we are super focused on building this large library of case studies because case studies are great. Because if you're new to XR, you don't know where it works, and say you're in medical and you're interested in training, then you can look up the case studies which are relevant to your industry and learn about the benefits and learn about the ROI. And most importantly, learn about who's doing that and connect with those guys.
I agree. The case studies, testimonials are so important to educating about the business prospects and gaining those business prospects. Can you give us an example of a project that you helped to put together?
Sure. So what's interesting, what's been really surprising even to us is that recently clients have become really savvy and specific in what they're looking for. So now when people connect with us, when enterprises connect with us, asking for help to start XR projects, you know, it used to be, hey, you know, we want to do VR or whatever. And now it's more like one of the latest we got is this aerospace company, and they've got this really specific manufacturing problem for parts in airplanes for sensing airflow. And they are looking for a company with an AR background and also assisted training and assisted manufacturing background, and also machine vision, because it's going to be necessary for the tools they are building. And they want a US company because it's defense. So it went from being super generic to laser specific in, I don't know, 18 months.
And so you helped them to find the studio that would be able to fulfill all of those requirements to build this project?
Exactly. So our job here is to work with the client, understand their needs, their brief, and then go to our network and connect with studios and build the short list of relevant companies with the proper skills, the proper track record, and making product.
So you're really acting as an advisor to agencies, companies, enterprise that are looking for the XR creators. In turn, you're helping those XR creators find those opportunities. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about how it works from the agency or the enterprise side. How do people find you?
Well, you know, I think it's several things. I think on one end, we are always scouting for new companies, and our team is great at this. And also we are very well connected because that's all we do. So on one end, we're looking for people, and also simply more and more people come to us spontaneously as well. I think, you know, I think it's not just one thing, but it's a combination of several things. And it's getting faster and faster as well.
And how about from the creator side? How does a small studio or even just an individual XR creator, how do they go about getting on the virtual reality marketing database? How do they establish a relationship with you?
Sure, it's that simple. You just go to the website. It's virtualrealitymarketing.com. That simple. And then on the website, you just go to the menu. You can get listed, and you just fill out your information, and you're going to be contacted by our team, and boom, you're there.
Terry, give us the URLs for both of the operations.
Sure. So Virtual Reality Marketing, the URL is virtualrealitymarketing.com. And UberEAL, the consulting, is UberEAL, agency, like an agency, .com.
Okay, very good. Terry, you mentioned the case studies. I want to go back to that. Are you putting these case studies together? They're coming from the studios, or where are they coming from? How are you compiling them and distributing them? Where do people find these case studies? Because I do think that is one of the most important things we can do, is to have people understand the benefits, how things were done, how the project started, what were the challenges, and what were the benefits.
Absolutely. So what we see is one of the biggest challenge I think with AR and VR is that you can apply it to anything and everything, kind of like iPhone apps. And so when people are new to this, they're trying to understand, and they have those images. So is it like a video game, and is it this, is it that? And it's really difficult. Like, I like the iPhone app analogy because there's an app for everything, and now people get that. And you can use VR for everything, but it is challenging for people to understand. So hell yeah, case studies. All of a sudden, instead of, you know, trying to being abstract and explaining something, you can show people how it works and they get it. And also one of the new things is just, you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, all of those case studies didn't even exist. And it's surprising to see. Fine, it's not surprising, but it does take time for, you know, clients, companies, XR creators to build those cases. Each and every one of those projects we're sharing are usually months in the making for those companies. So it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. And back to your question, so it's really about, so we, again, scout, and we are connecting with a lot of companies. We're getting their updates. We follow a lot of people. Also, some studios come to us and are sharing news. We follow also a lot of newsletters. Again, you know, it's, I think it's push-pull, and you want to do both.
Yes. And it's so important when you're in that project, whether it's from the agency side or the creator side, to have that documentation in place as part of the project, going through the steps and writing down what those obstacles that you have encountered and how you got over them, so that you can have that case study done quickly. And I think, to your point, yes, 2 years ago, everything was proof of concept almost.
And, exactly.
And now we're starting to see the real results and the real numbers and the real ROI that is coming, because these are projects that are out that are really being used.
Yeah, and it's a world of difference, because just like 2017, like 3 years back, people were saying a lot of things like, so VR is going to be amazing because you are going to be able to do this thing and that thing, but you couldn't see it and people had to imagine it. And fast forward now, it's not the future. You know, it's being deployed, and a lot of companies in a lot of verticals. Training is the big vertical for enterprise, but it's not the only one. You've got retail and e-commerce. AR is huge in e-commerce right now. Even Amazon now has got AR by default on their app. So it's not this, you know, far-fetched out there thing. It's real business, real numbers, and excellent numbers usually.
Isn't it amazing, Terry, that even a year ago, web AR was coming, right? Oh, you're going to be able to do this. A year ago, everything was on an app.
Yeah. It goes, like I said, like, it's insane. It's going so fast. And the cool thing with AR also is, whereas with VR, you need to have dedicated hardware. And also that, by the way, is getting better, because, for instance, everyone was talking of the Quest last year, where all of a sudden you don't need a PC and wires, and it's only $400, but AR is even better because you can start with an iPhone and you've got 2 billion of those on the planet. So, you know, not the same.
So, Terry, you sort of hinted that a follow-up question. Who do you follow? Where do you get this information? Do you go to meetups? You are very connected. We connected through LinkedIn, which I do think is a great space for anyone interested in XR. Just start following some hashtags. You'll find that there are people who are sharing all kinds of things. I also noticed that you are involved with XR Ignite. I'm a huge fan of Alan Smithson's podcast, and I'm looking forward to listening to Julie Smithson's new XR for Learning podcast. So tell us a little bit, Terry, about how you're staying connected.
Sure. So excellent point. I think LinkedIn is certainly the low-hanging fruit and amazing tool. Like, we are on LinkedIn all the time, me and my team, and our clients find, you can find people, connect with people. It's really all about adding value. The minute you're bringing something to the party, you know, it's this amazing tool where you can literally connect with the entire planet. So you want to use it well, but when you do, the power of LinkedIn is incredible. And agreed, Alan is doing so much for the XR world. Alan Smith is very outspoken on LinkedIn. You've got the XR Ignite Accelerator. He's got the XR for Business podcast. and so many other things. I don't remember everything right now. Charlie Fink also has an XR column for Forbes and also very active on LinkedIn. In terms of events, I think if I have to name just a few, the big events you want to attend to, both in the US and Europe, actually. AWE in the spring in the US is fantastic. VRX, probably the best event for business. And then newsletters, you've got the XR Insight newsletter, the Artillery newsletter, the XR Intelligence, the guys behind VRX, they do a lot of papers which are great. And I think, and the VRR Association, of course. Mm-hmm. And they've got the VRR ACE Summit in Vancouver in September. And if you're doing all of those things, I think you're already quite good.
Yes, and it's hard to keep up with all of those things. I'm familiar with all of them myself, and it's hard to keep up with all of them. We'll have links to all of those in the show notes. Terry, thanks so much for your time today. Finally, what's exciting you right now?
I think right now, especially this year, what's really exciting for me are the action around AR glasses. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of AR headsets, the HoloLens, the HoloLens 2. I had the chance to try the NREAL glasses, which are coming out later this year. And for AR headset, it's really challenging. Like, the hardware is difficult. And now we're getting to a point where the hardware, the field of view, the pricing is coming down. And we're not quite there yet, but I think this year, next year, we're going to start to see AR hardware that's really catching up to the hype, because the first gen AR hardware was really disappointing, especially the field of view. And so I think that will change a lot of things. And it's starting this year, and it's going to go all the way to, I think, between 2021 and 2023, Apple is going to join the party. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get crazy.
Yeah, it is. I think that is one of the most exciting areas that's going on right now, and I will make a recommendation for anyone interested in that topic, specifically the AR show by Jason McDowell podcast is fantastic for that AR glasses topic. He covers augmented reality in general, but with a very specific focus pretty much on the AR glasses and developments that are going on there. It's fascinating and really exciting. I got to see the NREAL glasses at the MIT Reality Hack, and people were blown away. There was always a line at the demo table that had them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. Terry, thank you so much. So you're in Paris.
Yes.
And then where to next?
Where to? California. I do move a bit. And the cool thing about our company is we are remote. Mm-hmm. So I do spend time in Europe. I do spend time in California. I do spend time in Asia as well.
Very good. And we have to end with, how do people find you, Terry?
LinkedIn is very effective. I'm super active on LinkedIn. So, you know, just connect with me on LinkedIn and, you know, happy to chat there.
Very good. Thank you, Terry, for your time. And thank you for joining us on XR Connections.
Thank you so much, Liam. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you for listening to XR Connections, episode 13. I'm Liam O'Malley. You can find me on LinkedIn or liam@marsandmercury.com. All of the individuals, the technology, the events that were discussed in the interview can be found in the show notes, which you can find at marsandmercury.com. The podcast is published through Anchor, which I can highly recommend. The phone call, so to speak, was recorded through Skype. We use Logic Pro for the recording of the intro and the outro, and the mixing. Use a Scarlett microphone, a Focusrite interface. The music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you very much for listening to XR Connections. Please reach out.